Showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Ready, men? Contact! Contact! We are on the air!
Guys, we're all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
It is finally Friday. Hey, we're Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Got myself Joe. Hi. We got McKenzie.
Hi.
We got producer Porkchop.
Hi.
We got Liv the Web Girl.
Hi.
We're all Hi. Here. Gang's Hi. All here.
Yes. Good, 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 good morning. How was your day yesterday, McKenzie?
Well, I am just going to say I am happy it is Friday and the weekend is here. It has been the longest week ever. I just ran around. I got a really good workout in, which I needed. No nap time, but it was so much fun with my little girl. Picked her up and we got her birthday invitations done and out. So that was exciting. We're going to do bath bombs and make, like, with all her little friends, we're going to do a fun little, like, party.
That's so fun.
Now, I didn't get a text from you. Did you need my address or do you know what it is?
You are the bath bomb maker master, I would say.
I'm pretty good, guys.
So that's going to be awesome. And then I would just do some, I have some trips coming up. So I was just kind of, putting the finishing touches on my travel plans and planning for this weekend. I got a busy weekend ahead.
All right, cool. Now, me yesterday, a lot to get to, an absolutely insane day, things that happened. But and I totally just had a brain fart, the thing I was going to tell you. What did you say happened yesterday? You had meetings, you had the birthday thing.
Workout, bath bombs.
Oh my God, I'm just totally taking
birthday.
This is how you know I'm on a Friday. Like, I was like, oh, I'll talk about what this, and now I don't even remember. Liv, I'm going to toss the show ball to you. Please carry the show.
I don't know if I'm that much better. I am so tired, I can't even see straight. But yesterday was such a good and fun day. I had a noon cycle bar class, and we wore those like headphones. Have you guys ever heard of like a silent disco?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
where
yeah,
you
yeah.
wear the headphones, but everyone's like listening to the same thing. So we did that for the noon class, just because we had a bunch of like vendors come in because it was like the grand opening ribbon cutting ceremony, and it was really fun. And then I went home and I finished up my playlist for my night class and I fell asleep and I forgot to set an alarm. But luckily I woke up and I like made it there with like enough time, but I was like freaking out for a second that I was like going to be late or like miss my
Isn't
class.
That
would have been terrible.
Like when you go into a deep sleep, when you're actually just taking a nap and then you wake up and I'm always like, is it the next day?
Right.
What time is it? Where am I?
I was so confused. And then I look at my phone, I was like, oh my gosh, which right. like I'm like, it just scared me because I was like, it could have been so much worse. And then I had a cycle bar class last night. And that was really great. And I finished the morning show.
Oh, really? So now what season is it on? Or is it like going to continue?
It's just one.
Okay.
They haven't announced if it's going to continue or not.
Okay.
But I finished it. It's with Steve Carell, Jennifer Aniston,
I'm
going to
watch that this weekend.
The last episode is so intense.
Oh, I cannot wait.
Okay, I remember what Mackenzie's thing that triggered mine. This is how bad I am. Because yesterday, I got home. I was tired as hell. I had to work out on my own. So I could. I just like, I'm going to do it later. Instead of like 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock the afternoon. I'm going to lay down. I'm not going to set an alarm. And I'll just wake up because that way I know my body got the rest it needed. You know
right.
what I mean? So I do. And I wake up, lay down around 1. I wake up around 4. So it's 3 hours. I'm like, okay, I feel good. Then I have 3 minutes calls from my wife and text. I'm like, oh, God. apparently I forgot because it was on the calendar, but the notification didn't go off on my phone. I was supposed to take our dogs to the vet.
Oops.
Mm. Oh,
yeah.
No.
Oh, so that was good. We'll talk about that.
Oopsies.
I slept through that bad boy.
There's another really big thing that me and my friend did yesterday. So my best friend, Brooke, Jordan Nora, who is the University of Louisville star basketball player. He's probably going to go into the NBA draft next year. He started Snapchatting her. And so, like, all day, she was, like, calling me and being like, wait, what should I say now? Wait, what should I say now? Because she's terrible at, like, flirting.
Just send nudes.
And she's like, how should I pose? No, she's not going to send nudes.
Well,
but,
okay.
So that was really fun. So hopefully we can get free tickets.
Good luck with that. I know Chasen awesome. Said nudes when in need. Hey, buddy, how are you doing this morning?
I am good. I've got some really good Family Feud trivia question for you guys.
How did I know?
All right. Name something that you would find on the breakfast table.
Syrup.
Okay. Joe?
It's not going to be milk.
Take more time. Mackenzie?
I'm going to say jelly or jam.
Or orange juice.
All good answers. Joe?
I'm going to go with toast.
All right, those are all very good answers.
Wait, I got a new one. It's called bacon.
Coffee.
I did say syrup. That was actually my answer, not up there. Number three answer was coffee. Number two answer was cereal. Number one answer was milk, Joe.
Yeah.
But
even though nobody drinks it. Well, I say milk and it's like the foreign word, like, oh, I don't drink milk. I'm like, well, I still like milk with cereal.
Here's another good one. Name something Switzerland is known for.
Chocolate.
Oh, bean.
Watches.
Neutral.
Bean neutral, yeah.
Keep going.
Chocolate.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is one you have to come up with four answers for.
Oh, Swiss Miss.
Okay, chocolate, watches, hot chocolate.
Skiing.
Hot women.
Yeah. Okay, being neutral.
None of those were up there.
What?
Except one thing.
Cheese.
Except one thing Liv said.
Cheese.
So now, that's what all my team said. And I was like, guys, no. The Swiss Alps.
Yeah, the
skiing.
Alps.
And they were like, no, watches and chocolate. So what comes up there? Alps, skiing, cheese, which we all said, and yodeling. So yeah, chocolate wasn't up there.
Wow.
Now, if you Google it, like, Switzerland's known, like, the number one thing is, like, chocolate, but whatever. And now, okay, last one. So going into the final round, like, I forget what place we were in, but so the final three questions, they ask them, right? And the last one, we're like, no, we're going. Okay, I'll just tell you the question.
Yeah.
The last question was, tell me a place where you go through a turnstile.
What's a turnstile?
And that's what they said.
Like a roundabout?
No, that's also you Midwesterners. So I'm from like New York, New Jersey.
I know.
A turnstile is something you go through like at a sporting event
or
subway at a
subway
station. So those were our two answers. And then with 30 seconds left, I was like, guys, amusement park. And they were like, yeah. So we ran the answer up there, turned it in time. First place.
Whoa!
Wow! First place.
Did you win?
Because
this
I said,
never happens.
What do you mean? It always happens.
It does. You were like last place last week.
No, that never happens. You guys haven't gotten first place in like a year.
Since me and Lindsay
that's
came
so
there.
So not true.
Thank you.
No,
oh,
it's not.
Oh my gosh. But congratulations.
But that's exciting.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you for not embarrassing the show.
Number one. Woo!
Finally, number one.
Mackenzie, hey, what's coming up in the tea?
I like your game show host vibe.
Thank you.
Well, the last words Kobe said to Jay-Z revealed. Plus, did Cardi B stiff her bill? We'll find out.
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Happy Friday. Let's get into the tea. Well, this Sunday, the Academy Awards are going down, and Billy Crystal making some comments over on Jimmy Kimmel about no host again this year.
This year is another no host show.
No host, yeah.
Which is like having a trial without witnesses. It moves faster, but it's not quite the result that you want. You know. Oh, things are going to happen. The problem with the no host thing, perhaps, is that there's not somebody out there to capitalize on that moment like you had when the wrong Best Picture was
nominated. That's right.
So what do you guys think? Host, no host? What do you prefer?
Oh, people need to quit being butthurt. We should have a good host.
Yeah.
We need good, funny hosts that are going to poke fun at things and... I don't know. I don't understand why people want to not have a host.
I like a host. I really enjoy that, as long as they're good. They're the 92nd Annual Academy Awards happening, 1917, in the running for Best Picture, taking on Joker, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Parasite, Marriage Story, Jojo Rabbit, Little Women, The Irishman, and Ford versus Ferrari.
I've only seen two of those, The Irishman and I saw 1917.
Of the two, what do you think's going to take it?
Out of those two? I think 1917, but I didn't like 1917. I know I'm a terrible person for saying that, but the cinematography was cool.
We shall see. I just, of course, love the fashion. So we'll have your complete wrap up on Monday after the Oscars. Well, Jay-Z talking about the last conversation he had with Kobe Bryant.
One of the last things he said to me was, "You gotta see Gianna play basketball." And that was one of the most hurtful things, because he was so proud. And the look on his face was like, I looked at him and said, "Oh, she's going to be the best female basketball player in the world." He had this, he was just so proud of what he said. So that's really a tough one.
Aw, it absolutely is. It's hard when you lose someone that you love and you think of the last conversation you had or the last words.
Or didn't have, because you're like, I never got to talk to my dad. I said, "Hey, I'll call you back."
Yeah.
And he passed away that night. So you're right. It's definitely a tough one.
Great reminder just to call the ones you love. Don't text. Pick up the phone and talk to them. This weekend in theater, finally, the wait is over. Birds of Prey.
All your noise and bluster, you're just a silly little girl with no one around to protect her.
Whoa, wait.
What?
Don't kill me.
All right.
No, seriously. Romy. Yeah. Come on, there's going to be something we can figure out. Hey. Wait, you lost something, right? You lost something, I heard you say it. A diamond. I can help you find it. I know the East End better than anybody. You want this diamond back? I'm your gal.
I want to see that. I love Margot Robbie. I think she's going to kill it, obviously, again, as Harley Quinn. So probably won't make it to the theater to see that one, but
I'm interested. Wait till it comes at home. Yeah, I get you on that. That makes sense.
Absolutely. And lastly here, Cardi B says, "Hey, I did not stiff strippers during the Super Bowl."
People throw money when they hear a song that they really like or when the stripper is entertaining. Now, I was throwing money at songs that I know and that I like. If I don't know a song, I'm not throwing money to it. The only way I'm going to throw money if I see the stripper shaking her ass and it's entertaining me. Y'all wasn't entertaining. Y'all ain't made want to throw money. I felt like I was obligated to throw money and everybody felt obligated to throw money. But it felt like didn't really wanted to throw money because y'all wasn't entertaining. Y'all was fucking standing there like a concert. Man, you gotta shake your ass.
So she's taking on the strippers of Miami.
Okay, I was like, if Cardi B doesn't know a song, like, what song would it be that you're listening to? I feel like she knows every stripper playlist, like, anthem.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
If you like sports, well, guess what? We have something just for you. Liv the Web Girl, what's coming up with Liv's Sports Minute?
NBA trade deadline was yesterday. Also, Kansas City Chiefs are living it up after the Super Bowl, and a huge rivalry anniversary is coming up on this Saturday.
Less than 10 minutes from now, we'll get into Liv Sports Minute here on Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. If you like sports, you're going to love Liv Sports Minute.
Liv Sports Minute.
Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs have been living their absolute best life after their Super Bowl win in Super Bowl number 54. It was the first time they've gone to the Super Bowl in 50 years and the first time they've won the Super Bowl in 50 years. So there's videos of them beer bonging off the Lombardi Trophy. They were like pounding beers that were thrown to them from the crowd at their parade celebration. And then two nights ago, Mahomes walked into a Post Malone concert that was happening in Kansas City. And the place absolutely lost their ever-loving minds. Like, the video is insane. So, I mean, congratulations, obviously, to the Chiefs, to Andy Reid. I really think this solidifies, you know, his Hall of Fame career. I think he'll definitely get into the Hall of Fame now, having won a Super Bowl.
Did you see in the parade, Mahomes was throwing a pass from the big bus they were on? This dude tries to catch it and runs into, like, a meter area, like, where you have to pay for money. Like, right into the junk, right into the chest. He runs into, like, a parking meter. I'm like, oh, God!
The parade was crazy. There was a police chase during it, and then the car, like, went up in smoke.
That's insane.
Then Patrick Mahomes threw a beer to one of the cameramen filming, and then the cameraman just like literally chugged it. I mean, the parade was just crazy. That's I had two friends that were there, and they just said the city was shut down. Like,
I feel like usually those things can be kind of boring. Like, yay, but not this one.
Oh, no, absolutely not. And it was cold, too, there.
The state of Kansas can get crazy. Am I right?
Okay, we know it's Kansas City is not in Kansas.
Am I right?
Yes.
Come on, it's a joke. Can't we, like, mess it up?
Missouri, Kansas City, Missouri.
Jeez.
And then the NBA, the Rockets beat the Lakers last night 121-111. I was actually watching this game, and the Lakers were beating the Rockets while I was watching it. Anthony Davis, he's just incredible. So he's, I think, five or six inches taller than the Rockets' tallest player. So he was just getting layups. No one could stop him. But Russell Westbrook scored 41 points, and Robert Covington hit two clutch three-pointers as part of his 14 points and 8 rebounds in his Rockets debut, which is very exciting. And then the Raptors had their 12th straight win against the Pacers two nights ago.
Boo, Canada!
I know, but they play again tonight. So the Raptors and the Pacers play again tonight. Brogdon led the scoring for the Pacers with 24 points. Sabonis led in rebounds and assists, our little all-star. And then LeBron and Giannis picked, they had their little all-star draft because they're the team captains, and LeBron obviously picked Anthony Davis first, his teammate, and Giannis got Embiid with his first pick. And then Giannis actually trolled James Harden while they were doing it. Did you guys see this video?
Did not.
It went kind of viral. It was really funny. So Giannis was trying to pick between Kemba Walker and Trae Young, and Charles Barkley jokingly was like, oh, why don't you pick James Harden? And he said, I want someone that's actually going to pass the ball. So the video is absolutely going viral. I don't know if James Harden has responded to it, but super funny and also just very accurate. Speaking of Charles Barkley, he has called the Philadelphia 76ers the softest team mentally in the NBA. He said they have all the talent, but they are the Cleveland Browns of the NBA, which, I mean, that's got to be probably the worst comment you can make in sports.
Yeah, I mean, they were hot for a second, though. We all thought Cleveland was going to do better.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And I guess same with the 76ers. I mean, they really do have so much talent on that team, like Ben Simmons, like just everyone, but they just cannot get it together. They're also a very young team. The NBA trade deadline was yesterday, and this week has been absolutely crazy with trades. I mean, we've seen people just go everywhere. I'd say probably the best one that came out of it was the Miami Heat acquiring Andre Iguodala. He really did not want to be where he was in Memphis, so I mean, this trade could be really good. Saturday, there's a huge game in college basketball. It's the 100th anniversary game for the Duke versus North Carolina rivalry. So this is probably one of the best rivalries in college basketball, and honestly, probably sports history.
Whoa, sports history?
Yes. Duke and North Carolina, that rivalry, I mean, it's just epic. It's historic. They're always two of the best teams in college basketball. So Duke is ranked 7th, and they're going up against the unranked UNC this year. I mean, Duke's obviously going to obliterate them, but I did want to just end this by remembering when Louisville beat Duke this year at Duke. I just wanted to remember that moment because it's very special to me. But that's a Liv Sports Minute.
Liv Sports Minute! Thank you. Thank you. You can check it out at joemckenzie.com. Coming up next, we got Joe's Need to Know News. What's the mood of the nation? Are people happy or not? I'll get into that. Coca-Cola, they got a brand new thing they're rolling out. I'm like, about time. And a bartender in Indiana, this tip that they received, absolutely insane. Porkchop's going to be upset about this one. Why? Because he makes all the money. Okay. And I said his name because he had headphones on and he wasn't listening, so he has no clue what we're talking about. Find out what his reaction will be with Joe's Need to Know News. Then after that, it's Song of the Day. Don't go anywhere. Joe's Need to Know News, here we go. Last night, with 100% of precincts reporting, Pete Buttigieg had a slim lead over Bernie Sanders. That's in the Iowa caucus, but they really can't declare a winner. The DNC is saying, maybe we can just recampus everybody. So I say move on and go to the next state. Not to get too political, but this is kind of a cluster. I wouldn't imagine having to recount everything after 3 days. No, thank you. Next state. According to Gallup's Mood of the Nation poll, 9 out of 10 of Americans are satisfied with how their personal lives are going. Let me do a State of the Joe McKenzie show here. How are we feeling? How's the mood of your life?
I'm exhausted.
All right. Nope.
I'm exhausted.
Nope.
Six.
Six, like, out of 10, you're saying?
He's like, no, he's like, out of 100. Well, they're saying, though, this 90% of Americans are satisfied with how their personal lives are going. That's actually the highest number in 4 decades since they've been asking the question. So that's good. I mean, it's okay to be down if you're down sometimes. It's cool, but you don't want to hang there. You want to try to get out of that.
Right. It's like the ebb and flow of life. I'll be like, yeah, and then someone or something takes the wind out of my sails, and then I stop, and then I reassess, and then I go back up. So it's like that balance.
All right, cool. Ships ahead, matey. Something. All right, I feel like I already ruined this. Okay. Coca-Cola. Hey, this is kind of cool, at least for me, because I like to mix like drinks with alcohol. And Coca-Cola is preparing to roll out a new flavor. It combines a big hit and a big flop in terms of past flavors. Starting February 10th, Coke is releasing the new Cherry Vanilla Coke.
That hasn't been out? I'm confused.
I think the combined of them, like Cherry Coke and Vanilla Coke, they're combining the two. And that sounds amazing. I got for Christmas... Excuse you?
Not interested.
Okay. They have this brand new green smoothie flavor. It's so amazing. It's got real kale in it. No, but this would be perfect to go with like my St. Elmo's cola drink, like mixture that I have. Like, ooh, I'm getting excited.
I do like their diet lime, diet Coke with, you know, obviously some rum.
I love
margarita.
Diet Coke, but I just don't like vanilla in my drink.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of that either.
I love vanilla ice cream.
Have you guys ever tried they have cinnamon Coke? Which sounds super weird.
I'm done. Only cinnamon I want is Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I don't like Coke. Like, I only like Diet Coke.
Yeah.
I can't drink regular Coke.
And Diet Coke from McDonald's because it's like filtered the best. It's the best.
Diet Coke from McDonald's just hits so different.
It does.
It's so good. It's like crack. I had that so much.
Yeah,
in
I was gonna say you're making it sound like a drug
it's
thing.
Because
it hits
they
different.
Sell so much of it. A friend went through the whole skinny with me.
Really?
It's like filtered. Differently.
It's proven that it actually is better because I've always had this theory.
Well, that's why it tastes better and fresher because it's the same with Starbucks water. I always get Starbucks. I go and get 4 a day and I drink. It makes me drink water, but it's triple filtered. It's like going through a million Britas. That's why it's like so pure and delicious.
Wait, we have filtered water here at work.
Yeah.
Okay.
We also have coffee that gives you a stomach ache for 2 years.
You know what? Some people appreciate that. Let's see. Today's a big day. Actually, I'm sorry. This Sunday is. It's National Pizza Day. And there's new information out. The number of hospitalizations in the United States involving pizza went up by more than 50% in 2018.
What?
That's compared to the previous year. Now, it could have been caused from falling upstairs while you're carrying a delivery order or going down, you know. Maybe somebody slashing a finger with a pizza cutter. How do you do that? I don't understand. There were 3,800 visits to the ER 2 years ago related to pizza. That compares to only 2,300 from the year before. How is more than one person getting... Only thing I can think of a pizza injury is burning the roof of my mouth.
I was just thinking that. I'm pretty sure I've gotten like some second-degree burns just from that being drunk and not being able to like wait until it cools down.
But I'm trying to imagine like, okay, like when people cut their hand, like do you have your hand like over the middle of the pizza and you just like... How do you cut your hand with a pizza cutter?
Yeah, like just goes out of control. It's gone rogue.
Oh no!
Like whenever you're having pizza, I feel like they're very reckless moments. Like it's either like a party, there's a lot going on, so you're trying to serve it really quickly. An injury could happen that way, or it's late at night.
Oh,
you might have had a couple drinks.
On the West Coast, my friend lived above a pizza place, and it was amazing. But it was dangerous. But it smelled good. I right now live above a pizza place.
Wait, oh my
god!
Yeah. I would
kind of. I mean, it's a little to the corner, but
this is the second time I brought it up this week, which is very scary for my future. But I would be like the people on my 600-pound life. I would just eat pizza every day and never leave my bed. But can you deliver it, please? Thank you. That sounds amazing. A couple more things for Joe's Need to Know News. The child, a.k.a. Baby Yoda from The Mandalorian, is already the top pre-order Funko Pop of all time. It's like those little mini doll things you know what I'm talking about.
I'm in with the Funko Pops.
Okay, well, yeah, it's going to be the number one. The figure doesn't come out until May, so it officially isn't. The best-selling one right now, anybody want to guess? It's from another movie. What little character do you think was the number one selling one?
I'm gonna guess something from the Avengers.
I'm gonna guess Elsa.
Spider-Man.
What if I said Guardians of the Galaxy?
Oh,
oh
Groot, baby Groot.
Baby dancing Groot. Yep. And finally, how about this? A bartender in Indiana received a $2,020 tip by a customer whose bill was only $64. We talked earlier about the 2020 tip challenge. The woman said she had a nice conversation with the guy, but didn't notice the tip until he was on his way out the bar. She said the man smiled at her when he left. Now, the bartender said she doesn't know what she's going to do with the money, but she said the tip came at a perfect time. She actually missed several days of work with illness, and she really needed it. Like, how amazing is that?
That's incredible.
Wow. I want to know where this guy does.
Why? Do you want to go work there?
You guys talked about the gentleman that I dated that had the almonds.
Yes, back in the day, the nut man.
A plane, I'm pretty sure.
So we went out to dinner with my friends.
In a country.
It's too bad you didn't know me then. He gave everyone $100 and signed it, like just to my friends. And he gave the waitress like $500. It was incredible.
Mackenzie.
But anyway.
This is when you take one for the team.
Yeah, you go back.
Your own happiness. We're a team
here.
Like,
our table was of 20 people, and he just gave everyone $100.
What?
I was like, I know no one like you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're being selfish right now if you don't go back to dating him. I'm just throwing that out there. And finally, today is National Fettuccine Alfredo Day. Yummy, yummy. It's also Bubblegum Day and National Wear Red Day, of course, in honor of the American Heart Association. So if you see people wearing red today, that's proudly why they're doing it. That's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it out at joeandmackenzie.com. Song of the Day, it's coming up next. And I feel another victory in my... in my bones.
I feel one too.
That or it's arthritis. Either way, we're going to work through it. It's Tones and I, Dance Monkey. Oh my God, what was that pork chop? What do we have 2 seconds for?
Song of the day.
Your microphone's not turned on, but we'll make it work anyways.
Song of the day.
Song of the day.
Friday edition.
Song of the day. Song of the day. Song of the day. It's the song. Value. You get nothing but the best here on Joe McKenzie. Today, it's a Friday, and I don't know who came up with this, but this is going to be so interesting to see what songs are chosen. The category. I need you to listen close. Let me turn the music off. The category for today, how you're supposed to base your votes on, is this. Songs that match our personality the best. So I picked a song that I'm like, oh, well, this probably matches my personality the best. And Mackenzie, she picked a song that apparently matches her personality the best. Now, to be fair, we need to call each other out if we disagree on this one, but your song is your song, okay? That being said, turn the music back up, thank you. Here is my choice. Song that matches our personality the best. And by the way, you can vote one time only by texting SONG, S-O-N-G, to 52140.
This came actually via Instagram DMs from Sam. So yesterday she sent that to us. So thank you, Sam.
Thanks, Sam.
And I want to throw something out there, too. As a matter of fact, we had a suggestion from a listener, but I haven't heard back. They said, what about you did something once a week where listeners get to be the fifth person on for Song of the Day? I'm willing to try that on Monday. So you'll call in with the DM us, Joe McKenzie on Instagram, with the topic idea, and then you actually are part of it. But if you want to do that, DM us right now. Maybe we can set that up for Monday. I don't know. It depends on how many DMs we get. It's Joe and McKenzie. So with no further ado... Song of the day, songs that match our personality the best. I think we all would agree that occasionally I come in here, I'm having a bad day. I can tell from the very beginning when I wake up. And to be honest, I just want to break stuff. That's why I went with Break Stuff by Limp Bizkit.
You don't really know why, but you want to justify. If someone's head off, no human contact. And if you interact, your life is on contract. Your best bet is to stay away, motherfucker.
What?
It's just one of those days.
Yeah. Yeah, come on, McKenzie! All right, if you want to hear Limp Bizkit break stuff, you know you do. It'll get you pumped up. Text SONG, S-O-N-G, to 52140 when you're prompted to vote. I would ask that you choose letter A for me. What about you, McKenzie?
I don't feel like you're a rager all the time.
You just want to break stuff!
Okay, mine is the complete opposite.
Come on, McKenzie!
All right, mine, you know sometimes you play your playlist and you're like, oh my gosh, I forgot about this song and how much I love it. Okay, so I chose a song that I feel like if you approach things in your life from a different perspective, from a place of like light and love, the outcome is going to be so much better. Sugar works better than salt always. So I chose Pete Townsend's Let My Love Open the Door.
When everybody keeps retreating, but you can see me get enough. Let my love open the door. Let my love open the door.
want to shower people with love. I have so much love to give. And like when I love so hard and I care about you. So let's kick the weekend off right. Text the word song right now to 52140 and vote for B.
That totally matches your personality. I'm not disputing that one bit.
Thank you.
Moving on down the line, Live the Web Girl, a song that matches your personality the best is?
Okay, so I think sometimes I can be like a little feisty maybe.
Sometimes.
And I am like the bit of a feminist.
Sometimes.
And people like always remember that and know that. And also like I just feel like I'm very independent. Like friends, I have like a supportive family, but like I, oh geez, my alarm's going off. But I just can be very independent.
Very focused.
Sorry. So I picked Independent Woman by Destiny's Child. All the women who independent, throw your hands up at me. Good, it's a banger. You can vote for me by texting the word song to 52140 and voting for C.
So remember, we're not voting for the song that you like the most. You're voting for the song that matches the person's personality the best. So if you think Liv is independent, go ahead and vote for that one. All right, now my turn.
Oh my gosh. All right, let's talk about who's got their finances under more control.
Shots fired. So you're assuming what I was thinking. All I said was, so if you think Liv is independent, vote for that one.
We all can assume tone, all right?
Okay.
Joe and I are just watching the fireworks over here.
I love it. I'm like, yes, fight among each other.
So now my turn. So kind of like Mackenzie, I picked a song that involves love, but I didn't pick a song about like, you know, like love, like in a relationship standpoint.
Like lust?
No. Love like in the world. Because, I don't know, I feel like we're at such a time, everyone's just so angry. You know, we talked about road rage, and everyone's just always so ticked off, and war, and politics, everyone's fighting.
So is this about you, or is this about the world? I'm confused.
You'll see. I'm about to tie it all together
okay.
right now.
All right, so you chose John Legend, Imagine, okay.
No, so my theory and standpoint in life is just all about, you know, love, spreading love and peace in the world, and that's why the Black Eyed Peas want to know, where is the love? People killing, people dying, children hurting, and crying. When you practice what you preach, and what you turn the other cheek. Father, 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 help us, send some guidance from above. Cause people got me questioning, where is the love? Go ahead, Liv, what are you going to say? Father, Father, we need some guidance from above. What are you going to say against that, Liv?
No, I'm not going to say anything. I really love that song. But I just think like there's more. I mean, I think all of us here, we're in radio because we all want to spread joy and we all want to spread love. So I feel like that's just very generic to say like that's what you're about. I just feel like you're very goofy and you're very funny and you're very silly. And I feel like that defines your personality a lot more.
So what should I have picked?
Well, I don't know.
Okay. Well, if you think that song matches my personality the best, please vote for it. Text song to 52140, and then when prompted, vote for the letter D.
Mackenzie, I think it'll be between you and I after all that going down.
I don't know. If people are even still listening.
I know, yeah. If you're like, I'd rather just drive off the road. This is terrible. All right, reminder, here's what you can vote for one time if you have not already done so. You can vote for myself. Joe, I went with Limp Bizkit, Break Stuff. I feel like that describes me at times. Mackenzie went with Pete Townsend, Let My Love Open Your What?
Open the Door.
Open the door.
Also from what's the cute Christmas movie that we all love?
Oh, are you speaking
with Keira Knightley?
Oh, Love Actually.
Love Actually. Okay. That is from that movie, which is a great movie.
Liv made a bold claim this morning, which Pork Chop did not exactly endorse, and that is Destiny's Child, Independent Women.
I actually like that song. It's pretty good.
And Pork Chop went with a song we haven't heard in a long time, probably because, it's the Black Eyed Peas, Where Is the Love? Now you have the awesome task of deciding which song you want to hear coming up next. Text the word song, that's S-O-N-G, to this number, 52140. You get one vote. Make it count. We'll do it next on Radio Now.
Hello, it is the song of the day here on Joe and Mackenzie. Me? I am Joe. Hello, Mackenzie.
Hello, Joe.
Hello. Producer Pokachapa, hello.
Hello.
We are tabulating the results right now.
Let's give you a recap of what you could have voted for this morning. The category, which I hope people actually voted based on that, which is songs that match our personality the best. Myself, Joe, I am a good guy deep down, but sometimes I get angry and I just want to break stuff. That's why I went with Limp Bizkit, Break Stuff.
It's just one of those days. It's all about the he said, she said.
Mm-hmm. Then we have Mackenzie, which I think your song was dead on, and it was Let My Love Open
the Door from Love Actually.
Pete Townsend.
Let my love open the door to your heart.
It's a little bop from back in the day. It's so
no,
good.
It's a good song. Now, Live the Web Girl went with Independent Women by Destiny's Child because she is what you would call an independent woman.
All the women are independent. Throw your hands up at me.
It's another big bop right there. And then Pork Chop, I thought he was going to go with Independent Woman. He went with Where's the Love by Black Eyed Peas.
People got me questioning.
What he should have gone with, especially like when he was really hot on Grindr, he should have went with It's Raining Men.
Hallelujah, it's raining men.
Or Man Eater.
Or honestly, maybe you, Mackenzie, too.
Dang it! Can I change my song?
No, just like the Iowa caucuses, you can't change your vote after you find something out. All right, Pork Chop.
I'm actually shocked at today's votes.
I don't know what that means.
It could mean anything.
I don't want to. I feel like I feel bad throwing shade at Mackenzie 2 days in a row during Song of the Day. But I'm actually impressed you got as many votes as you did.
Even though you're still in fourth
Here's
place.
The thing, I choose songs that I believe are good, not crowd pleasers. But then, and people message me separately and they're like, girl, I love your taste in music. What was that song?
Well, we got to remember though, you know, I got to remember too, today's songs was about whose song matched the person's personality the best.
Yes.
So you did get a lot of votes, but you did get last place with 19% of the vote.
That was, you put it to me so soft. That was nice.
Yeah,
way to give it to her soft.
I usually don't say that's nice.
Yeah.
And then third place with 24% of the vote, Joe Pesh.
What?
Yes.
You're telling me Limp Bizkit Break Stuff is not the winner?
That's correct.
Oh my, if Where is the Love is the winner, I'm leaving the show.
I honestly did not know that was by Black Eyed Peas. My mind's blown. That's such a good song. I remember listening to it when I was a kid with my sisters.
1% differential between third and second place. So that means 25% second place goes to Liv the Web Girl.
Oh
my God.
So close.
With 31% of the vote, I did get first place. So thank you.
Look at you being all humble.
Where's the love? I'm sorry. You know what, Liv? I just wanted to say your song was very good.
Right. Also, he literally was like, all I want to do is spread love and spread peace after he literally just like bashed me.
I'm going to play back the audio.
Do you remember when Pork Chop was on Grindr? I think his thing was, I want to spread love and peace. So I don't know exactly what love and peace is, but here's your song, winner. You want to talk it up a little bit? Get us excited?
Yeah.
Spread some love today, guys. Wherever it is. Yeah. Spread some kindness, some joy, and listen to some Black Eyed Peas.
Spread your love, not your legs.
Oh. Light up someone's life.
If you want to spread your legs, you can if you want. We're not gonna
spread love, too.
Do you, Bill?
That's a different form of love.
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Ah, yes, honey. It is tea time. Kicking things off with Demi Lovato. This is really cool. She is set to host a series of, like, pillow talk. Frank conversations about sex and love. It'll be a 10-episode series. We'll follow her. She sits down with experts, celebs, discussing relationships, body positivity, gender, identity, activism, social media. The list goes on and on. It's kind of a total wellness show. So go, girl. That's excellent. She also says, no, I am not dating Machine Gun Kelly. They are just friends. Do we believe that?
Well, it doesn't mean they're not doing anything.
They're just not, official boyfriend girlfriend at the moment, but we'll keep you posted on that, of course. Well, Post Malone, he's got himself a new face tattoo. Post, he managed to make room on his face for a new tat. It's on his cheek. It's a slightly bloodied buzzsaw blade.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
I love Post Malone. He's going to be in Indy on Sunday. I'm in the nosebleeds. If you want to find me, that's where I'll be. But I can't wait to see him. But man, like, I saw an old photo of him like with no face tats. I just don't know about face tats. I love Post Malone, but that would never be my thing.
I know.
How do we feel about face tats?
I'd never have seen a face tat I'd like.
Okay.
I feel like Post Malone can pull him off.
I mean, no, he does. Anybody, he does.
But I'm just thinking when he's old, it's going to be rough. When those are wrinkly. Woo! But he's such a vibe, and I love everything about him. So.
Maybe he'll get some Botox for the blade saw or the buzz saw.
You never know.
Tighten that baby up.
Well, Dr. Drew is upset with the media, like all of us, basically saying they are totally overhyping the coronavirus.
I'm really pissed at the way the press is reporting coronavirus. Oh. Here's the headlines they're saying. The headlines are, oh my God, there's tens of thousands of more cases than we knew. There's so many more coronavirus infections. The headline should be, in spite of there being many, many tens of thousands of more cases, it's milder than we ever knew and only 300 people have died. Worry about the flu. That will kill you. Influenza is way more likely to kill you. Way more. Get your flu shots.
Whatever, Dr. Drew. How dare you insult me?
Whatever, Dr. Drew. It was putting me at ease about the virus, but now I'm freaked out about the flu.
But
so.
See, we, at least us, I want to say that, because we try to actually know what we're, even though we're dummy. Oh, let me speak for this. I'm a dummy. I just try my best not to be too stupid. But we've said that before, Mackenzie, with the coronavirus. These are the facts. By the way, influenza is the number one killer. Of course, it's way more than that. But it is true in China. They had to build a freaking hospital in 10 days just for all these things. And the one doctor that reported it in China, he's dead now at 34 from the thing. It is a serious thing.
It is. And that's our job to get the word out. But people do panic, just like the bird flu. Hopefully, this is just another thing that, you know, they find a cure and it goes away.
I'm just worried they're going to get like an animal with like the flu that's really fast, like the lion flu. Like, I'll never get away from that.
Cheetah flu.
Yeah, it's cheetah flu, no.
Well, David.
You could use Cheetos maybe to get rid of it.
Maybe. David Letterman is revealing that Quentin Tarantino actually threatened to beat him to death with a baseball bat.
Oh, I got into a great fight with Quentin Tarantino. And he was upset because I found out there was one guest on the show, and her girlfriend was somebody he was dating.
Mm-hmm.
A famous star who was so famous I can't recall the name. And I was saying, no, you're not dating Quentin Tarantino.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, yes I am. And I said, oh, please tell me this isn't true. Now I'm joking.
Right.
So basically, Quentin Tarantino got wind and was not happy. He called up Letterman to his office and said he's going to beat him to death with a baseball bat. So Letterman had his producer jump on the line. They asked him to come to New York. They asked Tarantino. He never showed up. And then years later, Tarantino apologized to David Letterman for those comments.
That's insane.
Super intense.
No kidding. All right. Thank you, Kenzie.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM. Now to 52140.
So did you see, I looked at it again and it kind of took my breath away. Did you see
thank you. I do that often.
No, your photos on Instagram are very nice. You do a great job with Instagram. Did you see the photo with Porkchop's boyfriend?
Whoa. It's so funny because we have a group text, like chat, and I saw that and I was like, whoa, boy. And then 2 seconds later, you sent it to our group chat.
Yeah, and no response. Chops, did you see your boyfriend's photo?
Yeah, I saw it. I know which one you're talking about.
And you're totally okay with it?
I mean, he looks great.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, we're gonna actually put this photo up online. I think we're allowed to put it on our website, joemackenzie.com. So we'll give you the link to that in just a second. But hang on, because this, I don't know if anybody else would be cool with this. If Lindsay did this, I would be upset. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Here on Radio Now, and this
we all saw it.
We saw it.
And then it's like you see it and you're like, wow. And nobody said anything. And then the group chat started. Joe sends the actual picture to the group and like no one responds. So no, I don't know what to respond.
And it's an amazing photo.
It looks great.
And let me just tell you, like, Chops did well. Good for him. I'm not hating on the photo. I just, it's like, I can't even formulate like how to talk about this. It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now, and Porkchop's boyfriend, hostage boy, still a hostage, I guess, happily now for months and months. There's a photo which, can I just say it? I think it's a nude. Is there a nude photo? Would
it
you guys
is.
Say it? There's a, he has a nude photo on Instagram. It hasn't been pulled down yet. And I was like, dude, you are cool with that nude photo being up?
So it's a picture of Hostage Boy, his boyfriend, and he's like really provocative. And
provocative? Only thing I don't see is his ding-dong. There's a he had to use a butterfly to cover up his booty hole.
So you see his buttocks and like to see him from behind, and he's nude. So Chops. And yeah,
he's tanning, which same thing. No, that'll give you cancer. Just go spray
so
tan.
Chops. Mm-hmm. Okay, did you see this picture? Did he say, "Hey babe, I posted a sexy like a nude"?
No, I forget. I think he might have been at work or something. And
wait,
I was
he did
home.
That at work?
No,
what the hell's
the
going
photo
on?
Was from a previous time, obviously.
Right.
But he was at work, and I think I was sleeping, and I just woke up, went on Instagram, and I was like, "Oh wow, look at that!" And I liked it. You know, like I double tapped.
So there
it.
Was no messaging like, "Oh hey."
No, of course not. Not at all.
Okay.
Wish I was that camera.
Yeah, like no, it's. Yeah.
I mean, it's a great picture.
It is an
phenomenal.
Amazing photo. Like it looks like a professional.
And we have the picture up, correct?
Well,
or we're working
wait,
on
what?
It.
Yeah, well, I gave it to Liv. Did you get it up?
What do you mean you have
yes.
the picture?
I well,
up?
If we're talking about it, we need to see it. Here's what you do: if you want to see the photo, the nude photo we're talking about, text Jam. That's
what?
The letter J, the letter A, the letter M. Jam to 52140. It will give you a link, and you'll be able to see it on our website. We have the photo up there. We had to get it approved.
I thought you didn't care, Porkchop.
No, I mean I don't have a problem with him posting the photo. But why are you posting it on our
because we're
going
to get hella web hits, first of all. And I really think whether you're gay, straight, or whatever, you're going to be like, damn, they're gonna appreciate Hostage
what
Boy's body.
What was the caption with it?
Probably Nicki Minaj lyrics.
Not, hold on. Now I kind of want to check out the caption. I never looked at that. Hold on.
Wait, no. What do you mean? How are we just blowing over that you posted it on our station page? Like, okay,
hold
listen.
On. I got to pull it up and see what. No. Oh, wait. I see it now. It's on at Joe McKenzie. Okay.
Oh,
on
my
our,
gosh.
Oh, you can't say that one word. You bees, chances looking slimmer than my waistline. Whoa. I mean, this is a good photo, and I mean, like, he has the butterfly right over the booty hole.
All right,
but
so
he's
like,
got some great calves, some legs. He looks like
he
pretty.
He looks good.
He's your type because he's hairless.
He's got his baseball cap, which is the only thing he's wearing with his sneakers.
The lighting, you know what I noticed? The lighting is perfect. The butterfly covering up his booty hole is the same light as the color as like the lamp.
You can show crack right on social media.
I don't know, but
I think you can.
I think he did it perfectly.
All
oh,
right.
Wait a minute. Is this?
No, wait, listen. So I think, like, the reason people go to his Instagram, like, is because
for Nicki Minaj lyrics?
Yes. And, like, you know, they follow him for that reason. And I've, whatever. I don't care if he posts it. It doesn't bother me. Like, we don't have any issues in our relationship. We're fine. But, like, you posting it on the Joe McKenzie page, that's not why people come to our page.
They will now. They totally will now. This is going to be a good one.
I'm sorry. I'm not seeing the difference. Why do you care if it's posted on our Instagram?
It's public.
Because I'm
it's
the
on
producer
the internet.
Of
look
the
at this
show.
One. Look at this
when
photo.
When it's on the internet, it's on the internet. So I don't understand. Like people, probably a lot of our listeners have probably gone to your Instagram, stalked you, then have gone to your boyfriend's Instagram and stalked
well,
him.
Yeah, that's them going out on their
right,
own and
but
stalking.
So, I'm sorry. What's the difference? Like, are you just nervous about it looking bad for our show?
Because this is good for our show.
Yes, I don't
Why?
Think people
so
want to see my boyfriend naked on our show page.
I have to share some of these comments already coming in. Someone says he's barely showing anything. It kind of looks like he even has shorts on, so it's like no big deal.
What are you talking about?
Other people are saying impressive musculature, but I feel like it's too much to share with the public.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
other
you can
people
share
saying,
it on his page.
Right. I would definitely not post stuff like this when I have a significant other. That's basically asking
man,
for attention.
But you're
I'd
cool with
pissed.
It, Chops.
Yeah.
But other people are saying, hey, flaunt it, and then Porkchop can be like, yeah, that's mine.
Mixed
so someone else did say too that it looks like it's pretty thirsty for an Instagram photo, and also someone said that though me naked is reserved for my significant other and my significant other only. No one else needs to see that.
It's,
so
it's
how
art.
Do you feel?
Hang on, we're getting some phone calls this morning.
It's
hold on,
art.
Hold on.
It's art.
Hold on, 833-563-2539. Hey, good morning, Joe McKenzie. Who's this? Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, yeah, who's this?
Hey, it's Hostage Boy.
Hostage Boy?
Hostage
oh,
Boy!
Man!
The model himself.
Hey, your photo looks amazing. You got to teach me how to do that.
Oh, thank you.
So what was the, like, why did you, I don't know, why did you post it, I guess?
Well, that picture is not recent, but it's an older picture, and I was just feeling myself at the time, you know? I had just gotten working out. I was going to tan. And sometimes, I mean, everybody doesn't feel great about their body all the time. So when you do feel great about your body, that's a great feeling, and you might want to capture that moment.
Now, would you be okay?
Yeah.
I would hope Porkchop feels that way, or one day does if he doesn't. But would you be okay with Porkchop doing a similar photo? Because I think we need to recreate it and see who did it better.
I mean, he's come pretty close. He's danced in his underwear on the highway. Was just in a diaper the other day in public dancing. So
yes.
I think we're pretty even.
Okay, wait, so Hostage Boy, what do you want to say to all the people out there that are saying, like, that it just shows that you're thirsty or it makes you look like you're thirsty? Like, what do you want to say to them? Because I'm assuming since you are in a committed relationship, you aren't thirsty and you're not looking for people to slide into your DMs and whatnot. So what would you have to say to them about those comments?
I think, what's so wrong with being thirsty? There's nothing wrong with getting compliments from other people. I think if you're in a relationship where you're both secure, then it doesn't really matter because you know the emotional connection that you have with that person is different and completely on a different level from just getting a compliment from somebody else.
Now, let me ask you, Hostage Boy, you look phenomenal in this picture, but if Porkchop was like, babe, I don't feel comfortable, like, I don't like this, would you take it down? Would you, in fact, take it down?
I think that would be an adult conversation because we're both very mature people. And
yes,
I think that
no
it would
problem.
Be something that we talked about a lot before. I would just delete it because I don't believe that somebody should ask you to change anything about yourself if you're
right.
meant to be. I think that you are who you are.
Unless it's for the better.
And exactly. Unless it's like something that really has become an issue and they explain themselves and like why they think that way. And I could consider taking it down, but
there was no pre-conversation. I think he probably knew that I wouldn't care. So,
yeah.
Well, this
I just
is a big
know
deal.
Him well enough to know that it wouldn't
this
be a
is,
problem.
This is your debut, Hostage Boy. We've been talking about you for so long. This is so exciting. We love having you on the show.
Yeah, I used to listen when we first started dating about what you guys would say about me, and it was interesting. So I was just like, I'm going to stop listening.
Oh, we love you. No. I love seeing, I've known Porkchop the longest, and I love seeing him so happy.
Yeah.
I know that's because of you.
Thank you.
All right.
I'm glad you guys get to see him awake.
Thank you, Hostage Boy. I'm glad we get to see you fully nude. I feel like we're living our life through Porkchop's eyes right now. Hey, if you want to see the photo right now, you can see it. I don't know, honestly, being serious, once you see this, how long we're allowed to keep it up, because I think somebody might flag it. If you want to see it, text JAM, that's J-A-M, to 52140. It'll give you a link right there on your phone so you can view it. And I would actually like to talk to some people, too. 833-563-2539. We heard the dynamic with Porkchop and Hostage Boy, like they're totally cool with it. But I'm wondering if everybody else would be cool, because as I read more of these Instagram comments, it seems like some people are kind of like hating on it. I don't know if it's jealousy because they're jealous they don't look that good nude or what, but they're like, I would, like they're saying, like one kind of like, absolutely not. If my significant other did this, we'd be done. Like,
wow.
if my wife Lindsay did this, I think we'd be over.
Really?
Yes.
You would divorce your wife over this?
Hell yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I don't want her showing everybody your goodies.
You would literally divorce Lindsay if she posted this.
833-563-2539. Brand new Justin Bieber and Quavo. It's called Intentions. Oh, sorry. I was a little distracted. I was looking at the nude photo. Hey, we're Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. And yeah, what are we doing, McKenzie? Because I am just, I looked at it again.
Well, that was so fun. We had the debut of Hostage Boy, producer Porkchop's boyfriend.
Porkchop. Poke it.
Oh, Porkchop. And so basically what happened was his boyfriend likes to post provocative, seductive pictures. This one happens to be probably, I would say, the most he's ever posted. Would you say the sexiest, Porkchop?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, because it's kind of a nude. I mean, it is a nude.
What do you mean kind of nude? There's a butterfly covering up his booty hole.
He's facing his backside, but his face is turned around.
Yeah.
So you can't see any of the front side,
so you
really
can see his booty. And we're just wondering if that bothered producer Porkchop, if it's appropriate to do that, if you're in a relationship, if it really matters, what the sitch is.
833-563-2539. We'll go to line number two this morning and say hi to Lindsay. Hey, Lindsay, you're on Joe McKenzie.
Hi.
What do you think?
Yeah, so I just think that, you know, like, it really just depends on your relationship. And just because, like, one thing works for one relationship doesn't mean that it's going to work for another. And it honestly just boils down to communication. And so you need to communicate, is this okay that I do that? Yeah, okay, great. Well, then there's not a problem. But it just, some things don't work for one relationship that works for another.
It worked for these two, really, though. It. Like, they're both cool with it, it sounds like. How would you feel about it, though, in your relationship?
Well, I actually breastfeed, and I post a lot of, not of my boob, but of, like, pictures of my baby breastfeeding on me, and my fiancé doesn't care at all.
Hmm.
So, I mean, it's not...
So if I was going to search for you,
posted, but it's still like a body part that is, I guess, supposed to be considered like private, but my fiance doesn't care.
If I search for you on Facebook or Instagram, like, I'd see no boob.
You won't see nipple.
And that's totally different. Now, what's this again? That's not sexual. Joe, that's not sexual. But
I'm supporting a listener. I wish you would do that.
Hostage boys is sexual. I mean, it is like, hey, look at my booty. I'm naked.
Well,
you know.
Some people like think that like breastfeeding in public is a sexual thing because it's a breast, but it's really not. You see what I'm saying?
No, I totally do.
Yeah, you're nurturing
DMS,
your child.
I want to support your photos. So,
but Joe said that he would literally break up with Lindsay, his wife, if she posted a similar photo, which is interesting.
I just think it would kind of bother me if I saw a photo like that. I'm very happy for him. He looks great. But let's move on. Good morning, Rob. Hey, Rob, you're on Joe and McKenzie.
Hey.
What up? What do you want to say?
I would dump him ASAP. I just looked at it.
Yeah, you saw the photo, okay.
Yeah. I mean, that is so disrespectful to you. But, you know, my girl runs every single post by me, as she should.
Chops, you're going to start having Cody, Hostage Boy, run everything by you?
Rob, you said your girlfriend runs every post by you before posting?
Yeah, I mean, if she even does, like, a selfie with a come-hither stare, I'm not having it.
Whoa.
No way would I let my woman post anything close to that.
So you're kind of like her social media manager, then?
Yeah, no. You know, you need to lose the guy. I would break up with my girlfriend if she ever did that.
How long has your girlfriend been with you?
A couple months.
Have she ever defied you and posted something on her own?
Absolutely not. She's not allowed to do anything like that.
And she's okay with that?
I mean, I'm not posting my sexy pics or anything like that.
I don't like the terminology not allowed. Do you not think that seems just a little bit controlling? Like, if you have an issue, you can have a conversation about it, but I don't feel like, don't you feel like that's a bit much?
If she does that, then I'm breaking up with her. That's what's going to happen.
Well, like the other lady said, if it works for you, it works for you, but I don't see it lasting too much longer. Sorry, Rob.
I mean, I don't know. Like, does Rob have a point, though? Like, not, you don't want to be controlling in a relationship, but I mean, like, wouldn't you, when you get to a certain point, McKenzie, for example, in a marriage or anything like that, really serious relationship, where you kind of want to have a little bit of say? Like, if you saw something you didn't like, you'd be like, well, I can't do anything about it.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I mean, it's hard for me, and that was actually a struggle in my relationship because I would post, like, you know, that's how I interact with people, right? On social media. That's how I build my brand. And so sometimes it wasn't so much about what I was posting, but I was getting heat for the comments that come with what I post.
Oh,
but
of course.
I don't
thirsty dudes replying
that.
Back, yeah.
But I'm also like, I don't want to be controlled and not be able to, like, hey, I'm having a blast in Miami and post a beach picture, and then I shouldn't get the heat for doing that.
So the only reason why I'm definitely a kind of person where it's like, you do you, like, you post what you want to post. But the only reason why I might care is because my family's all on social media.
Yeah.
So, like, my parents both have Instagram. My aunts and uncles have Instagram. So, like, Porkchop, what would you say if, you know, like, one of your parents or one of your aunts and uncles or your sister or something saw, you know, your hostage boy's Instagram picture like that?
See, I don't actually think they would see it. And if they did, I would feel a little embarrassed. That's why I would never post anything like that. I have like cousins that are in high school, like freshmen. Like, I don't want them seeing me like that. So, I mean, if they see him like that, whatever, you know, that's him. But, you know.
All right, 833-563-2539. Let's get a couple more people on here. Carissa, you're on Joe McKenzie. What's up?
Nothing much. How are y'all?
We're just trying to see this. Did you see the photo of Porkchop's boyfriend?
No, but I kind of got like an idea of it since y'all keep describing it.
I want you to see it later and everybody else text Jam, like Joe McKenzie, J-A-M, to 52140. But what did you want to say then?
Okay, so with Rob said the whole not allowed part, I agree with Porkchop saying that it's not going to last because I've been with my boyfriend for 8 years and he doesn't mind at all and I don't have to run anything by him.
Yeah, that seems too controlling to me. That's super weird. Like you have to like go through someone else to post on your own page. No thanks.
Exactly. Yeah, like I mean like if it was something like so provocative where I'm like completely like you can see everything, then yeah, that'll be a problem. But he has a little butterfly on it. Okay, like half of all of Instagram is like naked.
Do you feel bad for Porkchop though? That's it's maybe a little embarrassing. Hence, all of his coworkers, all the people in his building. I mean, people are talking about it.
So, yeah, everyone's gonna talk about everything. Not everything that somebody does is something that someone else is gonna agree with.
That's very
true. As long as Porkchop is fine with it, because that's his significant other, not anybody else's significant other, then it shouldn't be a problem.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We really appreciate it. Let's do one more call and wrap this thing up. Hannah, you're on Joe and McKenzie. What do you want to say?
Hey, so I completely agree with Porkchop and his relationship. I think that for me, it's a confidence boost for both sides. I mean, if he posts a hot picture with his, you know, body showing and he's getting comments or DMs, whatever, about how good he looks, like, that's a confidence boost for him to make him feel good about his looks, but also for me to know that I'm like hot enough to be with somebody that other people think are attractive. And, you know, if you're confident in your relationship and faithful, I don't think that there's any issues with posting pictures like that and just knowing that, you know, you're both good looking people to have scored each other.
So I think that
has a lot of insecurity and like jealousy involved if they get like not okay with that.
Do you think Joe is wrong if he wouldn't want his wife kind of like flashing her totties or her
booty? In my opinion, I think it's kind of it's different with girls because guys can get real.
Liv is rolling her eyes at you.
Oh no, you just set off the feminist Hulk.
Oh my God. I mean, it's true. Guys can be so dirty with girls, but girls are more like, they're just not like that. Like, they're not going to say, like, I don't feel most girls would say just complete vulgar things to a guy with a picture of him without any clothes on. Like, guys can just be extremely over the top with that and very
offensive.
Right,
but why is that the girl's fault? That's not the girl's fault. They should be able to post whatever they want to post. And if someone's going to say something
vulgar.
I mean,
no, and in a relationship, I don't think that if the boyfriend has a problem with it, I think that that's a discussion that they need to have. But I think that if a man has a problem with his woman posting provocative pictures, I think that that is something that they need to figure out. Sorry, Joe.
It's okay. No, it's cool. And Lindsay, if you want to figure things out in practice, send me a nude right now, babe. Just
What if she just posts it and then everyone can see it?
Well, I think we should do this, like, you know, make sure she's doing it right and gets the angles and the lighting and the right filter, basic stuff like that. Hey, once again, if you want to see the photo, I really encourage you to see it because we've talked about it, but you need to see it. Text JAM, that's J-A-M, to the number 52140. It'll give you a link right there on your phone.
And if you do that, that's on you.
Yeah, not safe for work. Just throwing that out there. The butterfly doesn't cover
not
enough.
Safe.
All right, we are Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now, and McKenzie recently divorced. I don't know if you're actively searching for a man, but you just never listen to any advice I take. Like, you had that one guy that wanted to fly you out to France for New Year's. You had that one dude that, like, owned, like nuts or something, and he was, like, a billionaire. You should have got pregnant by him.
And then you had that one really, really hot guy that was all over you.
And my point is, like, I know a guy, at least I think I do, live with saying she knows these guys, but have you seen who she dates? Like, I think... I think I have a guy that's perfect
for my Joel daddy here. You jerk.
Well, I'm just saying, you don't have the greatest track record. That's all. I mean, your guy now is cool. He has a Tesla, so that's dope. But I wanted to introduce you to somebody who I think, you know, could be a guy you might want to check out. I think he checks off all the boxes.
And he's on the line right now.
Yes, his name is Billy. Hey, Billy.
What's up?
What's up, man? Say hi to Mackenzie.
Hi, Mackenzie. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I have a lot of pressure. I'm not a billionaire. I don't know if we can go to France. There's so much pressure. I just heard so many details that I don't know if I can fulfill, but okay.
No pressure. I just am like, hey, when it comes, it comes. When I meet someone awesome, it'll happen.
That's the way it is. Yep.
Now, listen, Mackenzie, I know limited things about you because I've known you from afar, but we've worked together for a little bit now. But I feel like Billy might check off some of the boxes you're looking for. For example, you like positive vibes. Billy, you seem like a positive dude.
I feel like I'm pretty positive, you know, especially in this business. You have to be kind of positive. And when you wake up as early as we do, you got to stay positive.
So he's on our grind. He has our schedule.
Okay. Yes. You're all about that. What about this, Mackenzie? You have a daughter. Billy, don't you have a son?
Yeah, I have a son who's 8, who's about to turn 9 in March. And
Yes, my little Lucy is 9, about to turn 10, in a few days here.
Guys, this seems like awesome. Seems like destiny right here. Now, Mackenzie, obviously it's not just about me bringing Billy, but do you have any questions to get to know Billy kind of? Let's take the chance to hopefully find you that new man.
Okay, so Billy, what do you look for in a woman?
Oh God! The hottest thing is passion. I love seeing somebody passionate about something. So to me, that is a big deal to me. And you know, just overall, just good energy and a vibe. And I love to see, you know, people treating people the way they want to be treated. So I mean, that to me is like the hottest thing, and that's what I think is the most important. And of course, you know, having a child, you're going to look for somebody who's going to treat and love children and make sure that is a big priority. You know, because obviously having a son, that's important.
Absolutely. I love that. What is your ideal date?
Ooh, that's good. You know, the ideal date for me would be something more fun than romantic, although I do like both. But at first, I think to get to know somebody, doing something fun would be just, you know, going out, maybe getting to know each other, being able to talk. I wouldn't say the movie so much just because I feel like you wouldn't be able to talk and get to know each other, but
right.
You know, some drinks and maybe some fun like games or, you know, like a arcade or something where we could have some fun and just kind of relax and not so high pressure. And I feel like I'm in a situation, I feel like I can make anything fun. So, you know, we can have a good time.
I love it. I have a question. Do you have dimples?
Do I have dimples?
I love dimples.
On my face? I'm kidding. I don't know. I think maybe I might have one.
Yeah, I love that. Okay. I love a great smile. That's important to me. Now, you do have a great smile because Joe is flashing your picture at me as you speak right now. So.
Oh, gosh, the pressure. Oh, my God.
Now, hold on a second. It's Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now. We're talking to our friend Billy. He actually lives in Dallas. Is that right? You're in Dallas?
Yep.
Yeah, that's the big D. And Mackenzie always talks about how she loves
the big D.
So, I mean, that's good. And plus, you like to travel, so you could, you know, and also, haven't you mentioned before, Mackenzie, I don't know how Billy feels, because this is the compatibility thing, but you like to travel, and it's weird to me, but you kind of like a little bit of a distance, you said, at first, you like the idea of long distance.
Just at first, because then it's like that anticipation building, then it's like love on the weekend, you get to see each other, and then obviously you want to be with that person, but from the get, I think it's, you know, it's kind of exciting.
Yeah, I can see that, actually. Plus, you know, there's a distance, you're kind of forced to get to know each other through communicating in other ways and not just right there. I actually kind of see, I understand that, yeah.
See, is there anything else in closing, Billy? I feel like I sold the hell out of you. Like, I feel like
I feel like I should pay you because I need you to travel everywhere with me, Joe,
yes.
If you don't mind, because I feel like you're an incredible PR person right now.
But, dude, I am.
You know, I think that, hey, why not? You never know. So we could take a chance, and I'd love to take you out and do something. I'd fly there, you could fly here, we could fly somewhere else. Why not?
I like this. I'm into it. Yes, Joe is your ultimate hype man, I will
say. Joe is the best ever, yeah.
All right, live the web, girl. I can't wait to see what slub you come up with after this. This is like our Friday freestyle. You're going to choke.
He sounds so nice.
I'm into it.
He sounds so nice.
Do you want to leave your boyfriend for Billy?
I'm telling you.
Billy's got a dog, just like your boyfriend.
I know. I think this guy sounds great.
What's your dog's name, Billy?
Aspen.
Aww.
Yeah, I have a German Shepherd named Aspen, who I love. That is my goes everywhere with me pretty much. But yeah, she's great.
Aw, so sweet.
I just don't think it's going to happen. No offense, but I just think this guy that I've got for Mackenzie,
Billy, sorry. We got a hater here. It happens occasionally.
I think you're great, Billy, but
I'm sure he's great. I'm sure he's awesome.
Yeah, I'm sure he loves to do meth.
Big point, Billy. I appreciate it because it's like super awkward, and I appreciate you calling in. No, but I think you sound amazing, and definitely we'll talk.
Well, good luck with the other guys, but Joe, you know, hate on them, please. Thank you.
I will, Billy. I'll make sure we accidentally lose their call. Thank you.
Yeah, all right, I'll see you guys. Bye. Right, cool. Nice meeting you again.
You too.
I think we just found a love connection. I mean, good luck, Liv.
So he's off the phone.
Yes.
Okay, I didn't want to say this, but Mackenzie has literally verbatim told me a date to the arcade sounds like my worst nightmare. Basically, that's what she's told. I'm like,
but he doesn't know her.
But months ago. I know. I'm just saying that was funny.
He would figure out after he talks to her. I mean, when he talks to her, I'm going to manifest this stuff.
It's just funny.
And it would be the most amazing date.
First of all, I think that takes big kahunas to like call in and do that. So I am very impressed. I think he sounds amazing.
So do we even need to like hear about this other guy?
Yes, we certainly do. I liked his idea. No offense to arcades, but yeah, that's not my idea.
That's just,
of a first
if you
date.
Met you one time you would be like, yeah, that's just not her jam.
That's just not me, but I definitely would give him a shot because he sounded very cool.
Okay. Liv, do you have another person?
Yes, I have a person. We can't call them because they actually have a job that they work at to where they can't call it. Do you want me to do it now?
We'll do it next, but okay. Good luck with this one. By the way, if you got somebody maybe you think would be perfect for Mackenzie, well, I don't know. You can call us up, 833-563-2539. Do not come up and show up at our building.
Please.
That's not good. We have to have security escort you out, okay? Thanks. Good morning.
I love this music.
Do you smell that? That's love in the air.
Valentine's Day, a week away from today, actually.
Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now, and we just talked to my buddy Billy. He works in radio in Dallas, really cool dude. And he kind of said, hey, man, who's this McKenzie girl? And I'm like, well, she's amazing. Huh? That's what she is.
Aww,
I'm just speechless.
Joe.
I'm just speechless because I think I made a love connection.
Would you die if we end up getting married?
Oh, my God, yes. I bet if I'm not invited to that wedding, I will crash it like drunk, like, it was me that made this happen. So, no, but he is a cool dude. I don't know. It's worth a try. You like flying, go to Dallas, say what up, or maybe he can come here and
Dallas
visit.
Dallas is cool. I love Dallas.
Now, Liv the Web Girl, for whatever reason, I don't know why she's been angsty lately, she poo-pooed on Billy like I found him under a bridge.
I didn't mean to poo-poo on him, but I just think that I know Mackenzie, and I know the type of guy she's looking for, and I just don't think, I mean, I think he's great.
He said he wanted, if you missed it, he said he wanted maybe like to go to an arcade for the first date. Mackenzie wouldn't want to do that, and she acts like that's the worst thing ever.
No, I'm not saying that.
No, Liv is saying it's the worst thing ever.
I'm not being a brat.
And she's not being a brat. We were just talking about it, and we talked about it like a month ago when I don't even know how I got brought up. She's like, yeah, that's just not my ideal date. I don't think that if a guy was really like, let's go to an arcade, it's not like she'd be like, ew, gross, bye.
No, I think
she
that's
would
something,
be nice.
Something really cute. I was just saying, it was another guy who had proposed that. And I think that's like maybe a third or fourth, like, let's get goofy, let's date. But I think initial date, you want a little more, you know.
A fancy steak dinner at Sullivan Steakhouse. With pork chop as your server.
Oh, that would be fun, actually.
Okay, so Liv, enough trash in my guy who's amazing. Tell us about your guy that's perfect for Mackenzie.
Okay,
he is. I think I'll leave my wife for Billy.
Okay, so let's calm it down. Okay, so my person, his name is Peter.
Okay.
And he's
like The Bachelor?
Yes, kind of like The Bachelor.
Bachelor.
Yeah.
It probably is The Bachelor. It's like you just have to go on a show,
pilot.
But that's how you'll meet him.
Yeah, he's a pilot. You'll have to fight 28 other women to get to him. No, I'm just kidding.
Sweet.
Very attainable.
His name's Peter, and he lives out in Denver right now, but he's from Nashville.
Ooh,
so
love that.
He went to Vanderbilt, and he is a vice president of sales for a company out there in Denver, and he is really interested in fitness. He likes to live a healthy lifestyle, but like obviously he's a dude, so like he also likes to have like burgers and beers and stuff. But he, I guess, like is really into, you know, like drinking wine and trying new foods, things like that. He loves to travel. He loves to go to sporting events.
Okay.
So any kind of like professional sporting events. He is really big on like motivation. So the sexiest thing he finds in a woman is her drive.
Okay, love
and
that.
And also just someone he can have fun with.
Hold on.
Wants to
Hold
laugh.
Hold on.
Loves to laugh.
I know who this guy is. You're using a fake name. I know who this guy is.
Who?
You're trying to call out our guy that does afternoons in Indy, Dustin. This sounds like our coworker, Dustin. No, that guy.
No,
that guy. That guy loves meat. He does keto. He loves the Broncos.
He doesn't work out.
He used to box.
He doesn't anymore. I'm not talking about.
Oh my God!
I'm not talking about Dustin. I love Dustin. I tried to get him
Shots
to come.
Fire.
I tried to get him to come to my cycle bar classes. That's how I know that he doesn't work
it
out right
now. It is not our
it's
afternoon
guy. It's not our
guy.
Actual boss. Okay, it's called professionalism.
So
no, it's not him. Did Dustin go
he's
to...
He's got a girlfriend.
Did he go to Vanderbilt?
I don't know, Mackenzie. No, and I'm not trying to ruin his relationship. I'm just like, sounds awfully familiar to somebody we work with.
Okay, well, anyways, he also says that he's not into like romantic movies like The Notebook or anything like that, which okay. I know you are, but he did say that he would watch any movie his girl wanted to watch.
What does he look like? I just need a visual here.
Okay, so he is a pretty tall. I'd say he's around like 6'1".
Okay, love.
Yes, he's got brown eyes. He's got brown hair. He's got kind of like a fuller head of hair.
Okay,
he's got
it's
a
not
good
Dustin.
Smile. Yeah, and I would say he's like decently buff. Like he's okay. not overly buff, but like he is into fitness. He's
nice.
Like kind of cut.
That's what I like. I mean, I don't like a guy with like veins popping.
Right.
But I like just like fit, but not insane.
Like an ideal like Saturday morning is like going on a jog and then like maybe going for like mimosas and brunch.
I am into that. Okay.
And an ideal first date would be going to a romantic dinner with like maybe like some mood lighting, very like quaint. So he can like be close to you
in
and really
Denver.
Get to know you.
Okay, so I have Peter and Billy. All right, I like this is so fun. Why don't we do this all the time, you guys?
All I'm saying is that B comes before P, so you should go with Billy.
Okay. I mean, can I not go out with them both?
Peter does not have any kids, by the way.
Okay.
He doesn't have any kids.
So he's not going to be able to relate to
and
you being a mom.
And he doesn't have a pet.
No pets.
But
okay.
He likes kids. He has
I will
a bunch
say,
of nieces
if he had
and nephews.
Like three cats, it would be no dice just because
right.
I'm allergic to cats. So that's
right.
good to know.
Peter does have a lot of nieces and nephews. So he's good with kids. He just doesn't have any of his own.
All right. Wow.
All right. Why don't you let us know? You can tweet us okay. Joe and Mackenzie if you think Mackenzie should go with my guy, Billy, or this Peter character. Questionable.
Well, also, let's not forget in Denver, it's like super, super early in the morning right now. So they couldn't call in.
Oh, that's an excuse.
That's true. I mean, Billy does get a leg up because he did call in, and I'm impressed. And Billy's in our industry, which is interesting, too. Okay.
Well, you've got some choices here.
I do, guys. They both sound amazing. Thank you, guys.
You are welcome. Anything to do to make you happy.
And Joe's going to fly you across the country to meet whichever one you pick.
Yeah, do it for the show, Joe.
It's Joe and Mackenzie on radio now.
No. We are Joe and Mackenzie, and I'm a... apologize. I'm still a little flustered from what went down last night. I kind of felt like I had a This Is Us moment. And spoiler alert, if you never watched This Is Us, because everybody knows about this now, but there's a thing where the dad in the show dies and it ended up being he tried to save his whole family because their crock pot caught on fire that they got from a neighbor. And we didn't have a crock pot incident last night, but we did have something very scary happen. My wife was making dinner. It was a long day. I was trying to clean out our Keurig, just little household things. Our toilet was having issues. I fixed that. And I was going to the Keurig, watch the YouTube video. It's really simple, by the way. If you ever want to clean yours out, take all the parts out, soak them in like, you know, soapy water, clean them out good, let them like dry. And then you actually have to replace the filter and then like scrub the inside where it's all scaly. And the last thing you want to do is fill it up maybe a quarter or halfway with vinegar, and that'll help scale all the lines so you have a nice clean flow. So
right.
If you ever want to try that, you can do that. And I was in the process of doing that. But when you're done, you want to get all that vinegar out. You don't want vinegar coffee.
Right.
So you got to clean it out and just run a couple of cycles, two or three times worth of full of water to get it cleaned out of the lines. And I was doing that. So it's probably like 10 or 15 like cups in just doing it. It's like, fill it, empty. And I'm like, what is that? Because Lindsay was cooking. I know it wasn't burnt food. And that's not a joke at her. I look over. I'm like, oh my God, I freaked out. Our electrical outlet to the two plugs, smoke is just pluming out.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, our
Never
walls.
Never a good thing.
No, I'm like, oh, holy, our wall's on fire. And thank God we were able to get it out. And eventually we talked to my father-in-law, who is an electrician, and he helped us out. We were able to turn off the power, figure out where that was for that exact location so I didn't get electrocuted. And I ended up unplugging it and unscrewing it. But I got a photo, and I'm trying to get these up online for you to see in a little bit.
Are you in an older home?
The house I think we have is a 1939, but there's a lot of work done to it. But like originally, that's when it was built.
Right.
I would say it's an older house for sure. But it's in good condition. But just some of the wiring, obviously that wiring's not from 39.
Right.
But and if you want to see this, I do have it on my story. Mine's Joe Pesh Radio on Instagram, so you can see what actually happened. But Mackenzie, did you see any of these photos yet? Did you get a chance?
No, I haven't. Let me see.
Let me pull up a photo and see if you'd be freaking out right here. That right there is the outlet on the side where it started to catch on fire. And it started burning through the plastic.
Oh, that's very scary.
And the house, because like here's a normal side. I have another photo I'm showing Mackenzie where it's totally fine and there's nothing there. But then that's right there. You can see it started actually melting on the back of it.
Ew.
And I don't know. It freaked me out. When I saw smoke coming through my outlet, I was like,
oh, no. And it was so it looks like melted goo and the metal is lighting
fire. It melted all
the
way in there. So I've heard it's an easy fix now, but I was freaking out last night talking to my father-in-law who I said, like, you know, Michigan, he's an electrician. He does all these things. I'm like, not even kidding. I do not want my house during the night to burn down and kill us. I don't care if I lost everything. I mean, Lord willing, I hope that never happens. We have a coworker, David. And by the way, thank you guys. We did this, Mackenzie, before you came here on the show, but we raised like $2,000 or $3,000 for him. His house caught on fire on the 4th of July a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And our listeners donated like over $2,000. I had to shave my beard off, but they did that to try to help him get back on his feet with his family.
So it happens. You know, we had a buddy and it was so scary. Electrical, same kind of deal. Electrical fire. He had an older home. It was in the walls and he just happened. It was around Halloween time. Went to a Halloween party, spent the night because they partied at a buddy's house, came back, burnt down. Like had he been in his home, it would have started and it was right over the bed. And he would have maybe not still be here.
Yeah. And that is the scariest thing.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if anybody else has, I think of a This Is Us moment. If you've had something when you're doing something like, holy crap, it's catching on fire. And I'm hoping nobody has a story where they lost everything, but I know, unfortunately, those stories will be out there too.
Mm-hmm.
But it just reminds me of like, and also, I know I have 100 ideas here because I'm still, even though like nothing burned down, it scared the crap out of me, Mackenzie. It made me think, I'm like, what would I have done like if we couldn't have put it out? Because we're getting a fire extinguisher today, like a little mini one, just in case. Also,
why don't you go ahead and get full size?
I don't know where I'm gonna fit it. But maybe.
Yeah.
Trust me.
I'll tell you, you don't want to put water on an electrical fire, so
don't do that. Well, of course. Thank you, Fireman Porkchop.
Yeah, I was like, we have a firefighter in the studio.
Dude, guys, I don't know if you've ever had like a cooking thing where things are flaring up, but it's just like, how are we going to get this fire out? Like, what are we going to do if it starts going? And I was like, what am I going to grab?
Yeah.
Like, this is all going through my head. And I know it seems dramatic, but I'm being serious. It was really that scary to me at the time.
In high school, I was a dum-dum and put, I don't even know why I would put a loaf of bread in the microwave. I don't know what I was, maybe it had been frozen, but I didn't take off the little metal ring.
Oh, no,
and
Mackenzie.
I almost burnt my parents' house. That is like, whoosh, and it's like, fire in the microwave.
Fire.
It smelled so horrible.
Yeah, and that plastic smell lingered. Ugh. We had to open up our windows.
My boyfriend's house, their stove needs to be cleaned really bad, or like their oven inside of it. So there's like old food and stuff like that, like, or like grease strips, whatever. And so we were preheating the oven and we opened it up and there was a fire, like a legit fire in the oven.
Oh my gosh.
Like in the bottom of it. And we had to get a fire extinguisher to like spray it a little bit. We were like, oh my gosh, you're like freaking out.
That's actually quite common. And you know what you're supposed to do?
Clean the oven.
Run.
No, no. Leave the oven closed because there's no oxygen in there. The fire will put itself out.
Oh, interesting. Firefighter pork chop.
If you learn nothing else from the show, which you probably have not, there you go.
All right, 833-563-2539. We'll talk to you next. Share your story. I'm talking about how last night our outlet caught on fire. I was trying to clean my Keurig, and I guess it couldn't handle the load. Started melting the plastic. Thankfully, we were able to put it out, but scared the crap out of me. What is your story about something catching on fire?
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
McKenzie, have you ever had an incident like that happen? Like where something was on fire?
It's very, very scary. Well, I talked about how the microwave almost blew up.
Yeah.
I have things all the time. Like I put a a light bulb that was not the proper wattage the improper lamp, and that was about ready to explode. Yeah, things happen all the time.
I feel like that would be live all the time. But she said her actual boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, they caught the oven on fire inside. It was like a little campfire. Let's go to Melinda this morning. Hey, Melinda, you're on Joe and Mackenzie. What's going on? What do you want to say?
Hey, so I actually had a car catch on fire after grocery shopping. I usually open the door and bring all the groceries in. My kids were asleep in the car. And that day, I actually opened the door and went back to get the kids, and the car was actually already on fire. So I had to pull the kids out one by one. Super scary. It was the front of the car. And just forget the groceries. Like, everybody made it out safely. But that was extremely scary because I usually would have just took the groceries in and my kids would have been in that burning car.
Oh, that's
terrifying. Oh, my goodness.
Yes. No. Everybody was knocked out. It was extremely scary.
Well, thank God. Now, do you know what caused the fire? Did they ever determine, like, what sparked it?
I guess there was a hose that had a leak in it that transmitted the gas around, and that had been leaking out throughout my drive. And when I got home and turned the car off, it ignited somehow.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, half of the car was gone by the time the ambulance got there.
Well, I'm so glad the kids got out, and we're so glad you're okay, because, like you said, groceries expensive, but those can be replaced, no problem.
Absolutely.
Hey, thank you for calling in, Melinda. Yeah, like, you see stories like that. You see people on the side of the highway, their car's in flames. It's like, what the heck happened?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely insane. I'm so glad to hear everything's okay with that.
So where do you guys light your house, Joe? Like, is it fixed? Is it done? Or, I mean...
I'm going today to try to go to, like, a hardware store, get an outlet replacement, because the thing's still off. We actually turned the circuit breaker off for that part. I'm going to try. I have to strip the wire. It's not that hard, I guess, but I have to strip the burnt wire. Then I have to, like, pull it so the copper's, like, there. Then I got to screw the two little things properly there. I have to have a thing to make sure that it's properly grounded. It actually is way more complicated.
Yeah, I was like, this sounds very handyman of you. I'm impressed.
It's not. I think most people could do it, but me, I'm like, what? My head's, like, the rat in my head's running around like on fire. Kid doesn't know what it's doing.
The rat.
Well, mouse, whatever.
You mean like the hamster on the wheel?
Well, I like a rat. The rat's scratching.
It's Joe and Mackenzie on radio now.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Thankfully, nobody was hurt, but the business is not doing so well. This story happened in Indianapolis, Indiana. If you want to know the place, maybe you've driven by, it's called the Auto Center Store. It's on East 38th Street, and it burnt down after employees lit incense to deal with the gas fumes. I guess the gas fumes were really, really powerful, and they thought, well, this could maybe neutralize the smell. I mean, who doesn't like a good incense, right?
Right.
You know, feeling a good vibe.
What?
Yeah, but the employees emptied a gas tank on a car in the shop, and they put the gas into a bucket. When the smell became too strong, they lit incense to deal with the smell. Well, embers from the incense made it into the bucket, and the gas went up in flames. The employees were able to get out unharmed, and they called 911. Firefighters were able to put out the blaze in 40 minutes, but the shop suffered major, major damage.
Then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
And it's just like, I would probably do something like that. And I'm not saying they're dumb, but that's obviously, like, in thinking about it, that's pretty dumb. Like, you can't have fire in your gasoline. Like, that's why you don't smoke cigarettes at a gasoline pump. But if you ever had the smell of gasoline, it's very, very overpowering.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know the situation, but, like, me thinking, like, well, why don't you take the bucket outside?
Exactly.
Or something like that. But just in general, even if you didn't have gasoline, like, I don't think any kind of flame with an incense, like, you don't want that near oil or a fluid of any kind, right?
Normally, no. You would say this does not make sense.
So I feel so bad for the business and those people that aren't going to be having work. I hope they find a way to make that happen. But thank God they're okay. They actually didn't get hurt too bad. That right there is your dummy of the day.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandmackenzie.com.
I don't even know if we should do it anymore. Should we do the Friday freestyle?
Why not? Come on. You're so good at it.
Oh, thank you. But those two aren't.
This is more reason why I think you would be all about it.
Okay, the Friday freestyle. It may not be the best thing you've ever heard on the radio, but it's going to be in your ear hole. Coming up next, Joe versus Liv and Pork Chop. Let's get ready. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. It is Joe and Mackenzie, what are you laughing about?
I'm so excited because, okay, this is the deal. It's our Friday freestyle. Joe, you always are incredible. MC Papa Pesh. Now, these two, Liv and Pork Chop, they have a plan this week.
We are teaming up.
Teaming up this week. And, you know, I feel like we teamed up last week. We teamed up the week before. I feel like week three is really where we're going to find our stride.
I can't believe you guys haven't separated.
It's hard to rap with another person. You got to get used to it. You got to get used to each other's flow.
Not if they're good. If the person's good, it's easy. But you two suck. I mean,
Producer Pork Chop, you're producer PC, right?
MCPC.
Producer MCPC.
More like PP.
But he's MC Papa Pesh.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
Because I'm the best.
All right, here we go.
MCPC and Livy Liv.
I got Livy Liv. All right, you guys.
Ooh. All right, so do you, Joe, have our beat?
Well,
Who's going first?
I want to talk about they have the beat thing. Listen, I have this beat. But people were, like, hitting us up mad on DMs and on calls saying, like, maybe Liv and Chop suck every week because their beat's so whack.
All right,
like,
then give us a new one.
I really, give us anything. I don't care.
Look at the confidence.
It makes it different.
Like, I think Black and Yellow's good. Black and Yellow, Black and Yellow, Black and
Yellow. Can you flow with this, you guys?
Yeah.
Like, do you like this?
It's a little fast, but I'm going to slow it down a little bit. I can slow it down.
Well, hold on. I have that. I got this one. Like, it kicks in. Hold on.
I love this.
Yeah.
Like, this seems super slow, like your pace. Like, you guys are like this.
I like this a lot.
You're the turtles of freestyling.
You're
the turtles. Okay, so are these two going first? Do you guys want to go first?
Yeah.
All right. Let me.
So let's kick this off right, okay? Ready? Welcome to our Friday flow. It's Friday freestyle. Yeah. I am your host, Lady M. In this corner, we have Livy Liv. Woo. Oh, yes. And
MCPC.
Producer PC MC. Yes, okay.
Boom.
This
sucks.
In this corner, MC Papa Pesh.
Yeah.
But the dynamic duo. Kicking things off. And your word that you got to flow with, cops.
Oh.
Okay.
The po-po.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's just do this.
Please don't suck. Because
Joe's a ho-ho. Okay,
yeah! Oh, why does my mic sound weird?
Because right, you're bad? Here we go.
It's not your mic. It's just your voice. Yeah. It's about to go down. Hi, I'm Liv, and his name's Chops.
Our rap should be illegal. Gotta call the cops.
When you hear us in the car, you just can't stop.
City on fire. You know we keep it hot.
Okay. Freestyle Fridays came to have some fun.
When we hop on the mic, can't hide or run.
Every morning waking up before you see the sun.
100.9 and 92.1.
We go grande.
Let's make it a vente.
Make it to the ending.
Rhymes got plenty.
Houston ende.
Let's keep it simple.
No lemonade.
This is Joe and Mackenzie.
Bump my chest. Chest bump me.
Oh my God.
Oh. Whoa, a chest bump just
bars.
Happened.
Oh my what? Gosh, that was straight fire, straight
Wait, was
bars.
That
no,
good?
Hold on. When did they mention the word cops once?
It was in my first line. She said something about chops, and I rhymed it. Gotta call the cops.
Yeah. I mean, there was nice station placement and show placement in there, so that was
I know,
great.
We were branding, okay?
We were branding.
I left the cops word to Pork Chop.
Nice work, like, you guys. Woo! Joe is giving you
Our
dagger
flow!
Eyes.
We
Our
want you
flow!
To call in at 833-563-2539 after you hear mine. And let us know, honestly, what you thought. Who wins the Friday Freestyle battle?
It was a little shaky in the beginning, but we got it together.
Yeah, okay. Next up, we have the reigning champion. I'm talking about MC Papa Pesh. And your word is juice.
Juice.
Blame
juice.
It on the juice. Blame, Here we it, go. Blame it on the juice.
Set up a little too fast. I got a little bit of a dizziness. My name is Papa P. I want y'all to listen to me. My word to rhyme, it's about that juice. Wait a second, I'm about to get loose. You guys, man, you suck. You're not even that good. Every time I listen, I think you guys are made of wood. Cause you're nothing that I could even stomach. You get up in my face and I can't really rhyme stomach, yo. pop, Bapesh taking on Pork Chop. Your rhymes are so weak, live the web girl, you should stop. Juice is my word, that is actually a verb, at least I think it is, I did really bad in English class. Speaking of ass, have you seen Lizzo? That butt's so big in the middle, it's everywhere at the Houston Rodeo. Now here I go from the studio in Indy 2H Town, you know that I like to get down. My rhyme today is a little bit off, but that's okay, I haven't went soft. Let me start again from the top, where did I start out? That's right, the word is juice, getting loose. Oh man, I'm kind of tanking today. I don't know what happened. Like, I just...
You started off strong.
Wow.
I don't know what happened.
I've never seen you stumble like that before, Joe.
I know.
Is it because we were all filming you?
Do you think
it's... nervous.
Yeah, I was filming him. Maybe...
I like the filming. It's good.
Is it because me and Pork Chop killed it so bad we intimidated you?
I don't know.
You want to start again and do a quickie?
Are you serious? I've been bad. I didn't get a restart.
Okay, maybe that's not fair. Okay, so you be the judge. 833-563-2539. Who is victorious this Friday in the freestyle?
Oh, this hurts. Okay, I guess we can take some phone calls. 833-563-2539. We're going over the Friday freestyle that we just had. It was Liv and Pork Chop. They've gotten so desperate now that they have to team up. And they've been doing this for several weeks. And I feel like it's been getting worse and worse. But maybe today they were better.
But what happened to you today, Joe? You've never crashed. Like, you've never just stopped in mid-flow.
I don't know. It does happen. It's okay. People have a chance to rebound. I feel like next week will be 100 times better. But even with me choking on stage today, I still wonder if people think at 833-563-2539 if I won. Like, did I do better than Liv the Web Girl and Pork Chop?
Today you did not.
All right. Well, let's see. Good morning, Joe McKenzie. Austin, what do you want to say?
I wanted to say that, Joe, you actually lost this time.
Oh,
I based my decision on how often the word is used and rhymed, and both teams did the same, but you stumbled a lot more this time, Joe, so it had to go to Liv and Pork Chop this time.
Wow. Even though they were talking like, hey, this is Chops and Liv. We're rhyming really slow. What the heck gives?
Like you definitely went on speed, Joe, but you stumbled way too much this week.
Okay.
Dang.
How the mighty have fallen.
Harsh.
Brutal.
The business.
Brutal, honest truth.
I mean, as the host of this MC battle, McKenzie, what's your independent review on this?
Well, I will say, Joe, you are very, very talented. In general, you have the most flow of the show. We all know this. But I feel like these
two... Here it is. Here it is.
But
you would have won really had you just kept spitting anything and just going. But since you choked, these two get the vic
under the
this
pressure.
Week.
Is this what it feels like? Like, how do you got, like, this really hurts. Like, all right, I'm being serious.
But I preface that with you're the most talented
with
the skill.
I just, thank you, and I appreciate that. And I guess I didn't do well today. I'm wondering, like, how is it week after week living Pork Chop? Like, this feeling I have right now is
your
overwhelming.
Your mood has changed. Your overall mood has changed.
Like, but how is it every week that you're this bad that, like... Like, I don't know how you guys power through.
Because we just don't take it that seriously, and we just have fun with it, Joe.
Okay.
We're humble. It's about humility.
Oh, this definitely humbled me, no doubt. I don't know how I'm going to be able to look my wife in my eyes tonight.
Okay, so next week if we do this, I feel like we should get new beds and just like really spice it up a little bit.
Okay. Little spice in your life. I could do that.
If you guys feel like it.
I do. I want redemption. Mackenzie, what's coming up in the tea? Let's just move on from all of this.
All right. It is certainly tea time. New face tattoo for Post Malone. Plus, David Letterman says this director once threatened to beat him to death with a bat.
Okay, cool. Hey, this song we're about to play, Liv and Pork Chop, just listen to the first couple of lines, okay? It's kind of about you.
Forget you and you and you.
Happy Friday! It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now 100.9. I don't know about you guys, but I got a busy freaking weekend. Over the next 4 days, I will be at Bankers Life Fieldhouse 3 times. I'm going to the basketball game tonight, the Pacers versus the Raptors with my wife. Sunday night, I'm going to be in the nosebleeds, but I'm thankful I was able to get a pair of tickets to Post Malone.
I'm so jelly. I'm contemplating how I can go with you.
My wife could not go.
I need tickets, but B, then I'd have to get a babysitter. I don't know if I can go, but I'm dying to see Posty. Yeah, she loves, she does love Post Malone.
And then on Monday night, I'm taking my little bro, Michael, from Big Brothers Big Sisters. He's a big Kyrie Irving fan, so we're going to get, thanks to my friend Lauren at the Pacers, she's a Pacemate, I got hooked up with tickets to that game. I didn't realize all this is happening in 4 days. I'm going to be losing my mind.
I'm actually going to be there too Monday night at the Nets-Pacers game.
Dope. Ooh. All right. Well, I'll see you there. Well, then what do you got going on this weekend, Chops?
I'm going to the Pacers game on the 27th, just so you guys know. Ooh.
We should all go together.
The Portland Trail Blazers. My boy Dame Lillard killing it in the league.
So
he's so good.
No, this weekend for me is pretty terrible because I'm a double at the steakhouse tomorrow and Sunday. So hopefully I'll do something fun tonight, like play Call of Duty.
Yeah, good luck. Liv, I can't do it. I got the basketball game. How am I going to play?
I have got a crazy weekend. I have a cycle bar class tonight. Then right after, I'm going down to Louisville, my alma mater, baby. I'm going to have a girls' night with some of my friends tonight. Then we're going to wake up bright and early tomorrow morning to go to a cycle bar class in Louisville. Then we're going to go to brunch with some girls. Then I'm going to the Louisville basketball game versus Virginia. And then I have dinner with some girls. And then the next day, I have to rush back to Indy because I have an event for Five Star Dance Studios. They're having their like classic, which I'm going with my boyfriend and his parents. I'm going to write Murder Monday and watch the Oscars.
Oh, that's this weekend. Totally forgot about that.
Yeah, this weekend.
Yeah, Sunday night. We're going to watch the Oscars. It's going to be amazing. So I am going to... Oh, tonight, it's so cute. My dad has a grandfather dance.
Nice.
And so Lucy's going to go with that. We're going to get her all dolled up. And then tomorrow, she's a basketball game. I have a shoot. And Sunday, we're having a Valentine's party.
All right. Well, hey, we can't do any of that unless we get out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Porkchop, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.